Archers for the week 16 to 21, January 2005.
Caroline's had a rude awakening.
Come on, come on. Gotcha.
Morning, Bruno.
What's the matter with you? Move.
I said good morning.
Shh. Ah, yes.
Bruno.
That'll teach you, you undead fiend.
Isn't it a bit early for computer games?
Tell me about it. Ollie won't be up. Doesn't that make a lot of noise in the bathroom? Oh, oh, where did he come from?
Could you at least turn it down a little?
No, you don't.
Bruno.
Ah, you're not biting me, matey.
Bruno.
Don't distract me. The critter's everywhere.
Oh, never mind. So much for a peaceful morning. Isn't this what you've had for breakfast?
What?
Look at this place.
Take that, Scabby.
How many packets have you eaten? Well, you only bought these yesterday.
Watch out. Watch out.
Crisps and fizzy drinks are no way to start the day.
You're blocking the screen. Oh, no. They got me.
Oh, dear.
That was your fault.
Bruno, I was thinking. It looks like we're going to have a nice day. Maybe you'd like to go for a ride.
A car ride?
No, a horse ride. I've asked Eula if you can borrow one of her hacks. We could go down to Hayden Wood.
Yeah, whatever.
It's got to be better than staying cooped up in front of the television, hasn't it?
I said all right, didn't I? Oh, can you get out of the way? I've got to start again.
Yes, fine. I need to dress and have breakfast first anyway. Can I get you anything proper to eat?
No, ta.
You sure? There's cereal or juice?
Nah.
Okay, then.
Oh, actually, Kaz, have you got any bacon?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I'll have a bacon sandwich then, please. Plenty of ketchup, yeah?
He always was a little toll wreck. Well, remember when me and Snatch was doing a car boot? Over at Galton Way, I think it was. And caught him trying to pilfer money out the petty cash. Stealing from his own dad. That tells you all you need to know about Bruno Foster.
Yeah, Oliver told me they haven't hide the car keys. And their money.
Yeah, sounds about right. Nope, you can't trust anyone in that family. No loyalty, see? There you are. Get that lot down you.
Dad?
That'll shift your hangover.
How much fat did you use?
Nothing wrong with a bit of grease. Soaks up the alcohol in the bloodstream.
What's your arteries more like?
Oh, stop complaining. That's a proper fry-up. Pass the brown sauce, will you?
There you are.
So, if you ask me, Oliver and Caroline have only seen the start of it.
Well, I'm in no rush to meet him.
No. Right, this looks the ticket. Where did you and Beth get to last night, any road?
Just a club in town. No, Stu gave us a lift home.
Well, you know you woke your mother coming in.
Did we?
Well, I slept through it.
Well, that was Beth. I practically had to carry her up the stairs.
Still sleeping it off, is she?
Yeah. Don't reckon we'll be seeing much of her before lunch.
Oh. Well, in that case, you can give me a hand down Hayden Wood. There's some logs I chopped yesterday need collecting.
You are joking.
It won't take long.
No way, I'm going back to bed after this.
Oh, don't be soft. A little fresh air's exactly what you need to clear that head of yawn.
Ruth!
Sam, you made me jump.
Well, you haven't scolded yourself, have you?
No, I'm all right. I've just got coffee-stained wellies, that's all.
Sorry.
Wow, look at you!
What?
You're so brown.
Oh!
You look like you've been to the Caribbean, not the Alps.
Yeah, I got a bit of a Rudolph nose. Not enough sunblock.
When did you get back?
About 10:30 last night.
You should have knocked on the door. We were still up.
Well,
did you and Fliss have a good time?
Yeah, fantastic, thanks. It's amazing how flat everything seems after just a few days in the mountains.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Leaky Hill's not exactly Mont Blanc.
True. No broken bones, I'm pleased to see.
Nope. Although I tried my best, I went backcountry free riding.
Backcountry what?
Backcountry. Snowboarding off bounds. Never done it before.
Right.
Yeah, it was a blast. Anyway, how's things here?
Oh, well, you don't want to hear about that now. You're not starting back until tomorrow.
You may as well get me up to speed. No big problems, I hope?
Well, we did have a bit of a drama with mastitis.
Oh, dear.
But we got it sorted. She's fine now.
You're still keeping her milk back, are you?
Yeah, you'll see which one she is. She's tail-taped.
Fine.
But no, apart from that, nothing major.
Good. Well, I'll be back on the case first thing in the morning.
Although, actually, Sam...
Yeah?
There is one thing. It could be nothing, but... Well, over the last few days, not many have come on heat.
Oh,
There were three yesterday and three the day before. And David only kept one back this morning.
That is low.
I'm going to inseminate her now.
Right.
Well, like I say, it could be nothing. 10 might turn up tomorrow.
Yeah, still a bit strange.
Well, I think so.
I'll tell you what. I'll come over with you. See if I can spot anything.
Bruno, be careful you're not gripping with your calves.
Why?
Because Arthur's a well-schooled horse, and to him that means go.
But I do want him to go. Come on, boy, giddy up.
Bruno, no.
Can't we gallop?
Don't pull on the reins. Arthur won't like it. Look, we're having a gentle ride through the woods, OK?
That's no fun.
Let the reins rest in your hands. Lower. That's it. Yes, good. You know Sheila's coming to see you tomorrow. You're a social worker.
Yeah, yeah.
She's going to have a lot to say to you about taking the Land Rover on Friday.
I know. Why did you have to tell her?
Come on, Bruno.
I came back, didn't I?
You're 15 and you were driving a car. It's really serious.
What, do you think I'm the only one who's ever done it?
That's not the point. But I think you should make a bit of an effort. Well, to show her you're using your time here positively.
What does that mean?
Well, show her you're not just interested in messing about, but you want to be constructive.
I don't know what you're on about.
Well, Oliver and I have talked to Sheila about it, and she'd be very happy for you to re-establish your prison visits. She could ask your father.
No way.
Do you really not want to see him?
I told Ollie I didn't.
I just thought, I don't know, it feels right to me that you should see him.
Well, you don't know anything about it, do you?
No, so help me understand.
Look, I'm not going inside that jail.
Bruno!
What's so hard to understand about that?
Oh, come on, Ed. We'll put you back in 2 weeks.
Break, I'm going as fast as I can.
Look, the sooner you get those logs shifted, the sooner you can get back to bed. Beth won't even know you've been away.
Dad, that you?
Oh, William, hello, son.
You're a bit keen, aren't you?
Hey?
I'm collecting logs on a Sunday morning.
Ah, oh, well, you know, it is. Customers waiting, cash in hand.
Well, got to make it when you can, I suppose.
Mm, too right. What about you? Doesn't Brian Aldridge give you a day off, Beth?
Of course. But, you know, it seemed like such a nice day. Thought we'd have a look around.
Yeah? Well, don't let him take advantage.
Well, actually, he's letting me drop one of the new drives.
Oh?
Yeah, after what happened last week, he's realised I was right about them being too close together. So he's cutting back a bit next season.
Aldridge back down, did he?
We're not having one of them melanistic ones either.
Ah, there, that's good. I hate those things. Give me the creeps.
Yeah, not just you neither.
Good riddance.
Yeah, well, I'm choosing the birds this time. Oh, what? Well, you didn't tell me he was here.
Aye.
Watch your step, Daddy might have laid an egg.
Oh, bog off, Ed.
Oh, that's right, I forgot only girls lay eggs.
Oh, what are you going on about, Edward?
He's too chicken to play in a football tournament, isn't he?
No, I just can't be bothered listening to your nonsense.
You just can't cope with the idea of me beating you, that's it.
Oh, yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
Look, leave it out, you two.
Oh, I only want to play footy with my big brother.
But you're giving me a headache.
What's the problem with that?
Well, you're the problem. You're an idiot.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, you are. And I don't waste my time playing against idiots.
Stop going on, will you?
If you give me a reason, I'd accept it.
I hate it, all right? You have to hang around for hours, and the guards eye you up like you've done something wrong.
I know, it's probably not very pleasant.
And then, when you do get into the visiting room, you can't talk properly. There's always someone watching.
It must be horrible, I know, but...
And he shouldn't be in there. And all Mum ever did when we finally did get to see him would go on at him for getting banged up. It's not his fault he was grassed on.
But, Bruno, we'd be with you.
I don't want to go. Okay?
All right.
Now, we're going to do some serious riding or what?
Oh, well...
This is boring.
If we bear back towards the village, we can take the horses over the ford.
Hey, can you hear that?
What?
I can hear some voices. Sounds like they're shouting at each other.
I can't hear anything.
Oh, stop now. Oh, come on, let's find out who it is.
No, Bruno, we're going this way.
And you've been allowing enough time to watch a herd, I suppose?
20 minutes, three times a day.
Including last thing?
Absolutely.
Because most bulling activity occurs after 6 o'clock.
I know, Sam.
Yeah.
Easy, girl.
I'm sorry.
Really, I don't think it's that I've been missing this cycle. Oh, come on.
Are you struggling?
Just having trouble finding a cervix. Hang on.
You got it?
Might have. Yep. There we go.
Oh, good.
Almost over, girl.
It is a worry. We ought to be seeing about 6 a day on heat.
At least.
Otherwise, we've got a fertility problem.
I'm hoping it's just a blip.
None of the cows have been restless or yelling.
Nope.
And they haven't been standing in bunny hoops.
Oh, come on, I know what to look for.
Yeah, sorry. Well, anyway, they've been milking, okay?
Oh, that was a tricky one.
I'm presuming there's been no change in their yield while I was away.
No, it's been fine.
Well, it can't be anything desperately wrong, then. Although they probably could be given a bit more milk.
You think?
Possibly.
All right. Well, if you say so.
As for bulling activity, we'll just have to keep an even closer eye on them, I guess.
Yes, you rode well, Bruno. Once you calm down.
So, we can do some proper fast riding next time?
No, you're not quite ready for that.
You just said I was good.
But you have to put the practice in first.
Oh, practice.
Ever heard the phrase, don't run before you can walk?
Yes.
Well, that goes for horses too. But I'm glad you want to give it another go.
I'm not trotting, I don't.
Come on, let's get inside. You can help me put the roast on. All right, Bruno?
Oh, wicked.
What?
Barf, sir.
Barf? Oh.
You should see the speakers he's got in that thing.
Is that a friend of yours?
Oh, what a star. I phoned him this morning to come pick me up.
Pick you up? You're not going?
Yeah, I'm hanging at his today. See you, Kaz.
Bruno, wait.
What?
You can't just run off like this.
Oh, don't freak, I'll be back for breakfast.
Breakfast?
It's a deal. Thanks for the riding lesson.
Bruno, come back here.
Tell Ollie I'll see him tomorrow.
Bruno! Bruno, stop! Oh, no! Oh, Bruno!
Kenton just can't get lucky.
Married, can you believe it?
Oh, excuse me.
It's another one. Well, it's your loss, Susie Hunter. You're off Kenton Archer's list.
Well, Kenan, we are getting quite busy.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Right, who's next?
Kenton?
Laura Woods. Oh, now, there's a name. I'm telling you, if this address book could speak, it would tell you some tales about me and Miss Woods.
Please, Kenton.
Well, there's no way she'd have allowed herself to get hitched.
Your mum and Christina finished their tea.
But are you still on this number?
No. Kenton, I'd love you forever if you'd just clear their table.
Yeah, OK.
And so would Beth.
Beth?
Yeah, she'd be very grateful for your help. She's tied up changing the coffee.
Oh, all right. Well, I suppose Laura can wait a little while longer for me.
Yeah, I'm sure she can.
Yeah, I mean, she's waited this long after all. Oh, God, you're right. It is getting quite busy, isn't it?
No. Pippinsey said he had nothing to do with it.
Really?
He says he was defending her. He scared me, though, the way he was threatening the other children.
Oh, dear.
Of course, Oliver's trying to see the best in him.
Yes, well, you've got to, I suppose, if you're going to do what they're doing. Amaze me. Boys these days, I don't know how they manage with him.
To be honest, Chris, I don't think they are. It sounds as if they're spending more time with his social worker than they are with him. I have to phone her all the time.
Mm. Anyway, what are Ruth and David going to do about the bullying?
I think they're seeing Pip's form tutor sometime this week.
Oh, right.
Hi, Mum. Auntie Chris.
Kenton.
There you are. I didn't think you were going to come over and say hello.
Not say hello, nonsense.
I haven't seen you since you got back.
No, Happy New Year.
Oh, well, it's a little late for that.
How are you? Are you settling in okay?
Yeah, no worries.
It's not too lonely up in the flat on your own?
No, I'm too busy here to be lonely. Besides, I've got some hot dates lined up this week.
Oh, have you?
Well, no point sitting on the shelf, is there? Have you finished, or can I get you anything else?
No, thanks, love. We ought to be getting back.
George and Phil will be expecting us for lunch.
Yes. Phil's probably finished checking the sheet with David by now.
OK.
Oh, you OK, Chris? Oh, I don't know. I think so.
What happened?
I'm not sure. I just went very cold for a moment.
Would you like a glass of water?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm all right.
Look at that. I'll never get tired of the view as you come into this field. The way the land rolls down towards the country park.
Yeah, it's special. Still a fair few hedges left.
Well, if you ever want to put any back, you're probably late, you know.
Well, I'd love to, but not on the money Milt's making at the moment.
Yes, I know.
Well, put that in your mind, then.
Oh, I was thinking of Nigel, actually.
Nigel?
Well, you know he's been on a hedge-laying course.
Oh, right, yeah.
But he really enjoyed it. He was on the phone as soon as he got back, asking if I'd help him and Reg lay a hedge over at Lower Loxley.
Oh, right.
I'm going over next week.
Well, I hope the weather stays like this, because you won't have much fun if it's raining.
No, although I think Nigel's thrilled anything to get him out of the office.
Yeah.
Julia's always in there. You know, she's still getting letters from that fan of hers. Douglas, I think his name is.
Hey, Dad, is that Walt over there?
Oh, George's dog?
Yeah, down by the lane, look. He's sitting next to the oak tree.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what he's doing? You can't see George anywhere about, can you?
And you sure I can't tempt you to anything else?
I don't think so. I'm watching my weight.
Well, it doesn't have to be fattening.
Well, then it doesn't sound worth having.
Oh, I don't know. Come out with me tonight and I'll show you.
Kenton!
What?
I can't tonight. I'm washing my hair.
Oh, please. How many times do you think I've heard that?
Kenton.
Huh?
We need some pound coins for the till.
Well, can't you do it? I'm taking Brenda's order.
He wrote it down ages ago, Emma.
Shh, don't give the game away.
No, you have to do it, Kenton. I'm busy.
Oh.
We can't give the customers any change.
Yeah, all right, right. Hey, don't move, you. I'll be right back.
With my sandwich, I hope. Honestly, what's he like?
I'll make sure he gets your order right.
Oh, Emma, hang on.
I can't really stop.
Well, just for a minute. You look run off your feet.
Well, you can see why. I'm the only one doing anything round here.
Come on, sit down.
No, I can't.
Sit. Good. Take it Kenton's not being much help.
No, he's just taking advantage of having Bester working here, that's all. And if he's not flirting with the customers, he's calling old girlfriends.
Well, I thought I was special.
Nope, sorry. In the meantime, I'm running around getting hot and sweaty.
Blooming, that's what they call it.
Yeah, well, I feel like a fat old frump.
Oh, Emma.
Especially with Beth coming in every day in some new outfit.
Well, how long is she staying on here?
Only till the end of the week.
So take a day off then?
What?
Well, if Kenton can manage with only one of you, take the day off.
No, I couldn't.
Why not? Hey, I'm not working on Friday. We could do something.
Oh, I don't know.
We could paint the baby's room.
But, well, it's your birthday, isn't it?
So? It'll be fun. We can have a painting party. Coastie might be free.
Oh, I can't just take a day off. I'm giving him any notice.
When's Kenton ever given you notice? Just tell him, Emma. What's he going to say?
The ambulance is on its way. They said it won't be long. Yeah, hello, Walt. That's a good boy. Dad?
Yes?
You okay? Dad?
Someone needs to tell Chris.
Yep.
She went shopping with your mother, but I suppose I might be back by now.
Okay. Well, do you want to stay here and I'll go? You have to wait for the ambulance.
No. You wait with him.
You sure?
I ought to be the one to tell Chris. We're all meant to be having lunch together. I don't know what I'm going to say to her, David.
I know. The keys are in the ignition.
Yes, right.
I'll call you when I find out what's happening.
I shall be at Glebe Cottage.
Okay. Dad?
Yes?
I'll see you in a bit. Take care.
Yes. Yes, all right.
Oh, well, George. He certainly chose a beautiful spot. You stayed with him, didn't you, Walt? Hey, boy. He didn't go anywhere. Even at the very end. He never left your master's side.
It's not the social part I have a problem with.
Just let me...
I don't even mind the horses riding across the land. It's just... Well, you know my feelings about the hunt. It's cruel, and that's that.
Oh, I know that's what you think, Jill, but it's not as simple as that.
Oh, my dear.
Oh, thank you. Anyway, I'll be at the Bull on Wednesday to show my support.
That's David's Land Rover. Wonder what he's doing here.
Oh, yes.
Maybe you drop Phil off.
Oh, Jill, don't let me forget. I need to book the village hall for Linda's whist evening.
No, I won't. Phil?
Hello, love.
Oh, hello, Phil.
Did you enjoy yourselves in town?
Yes, we had a lovely time. Is David here?
No.
His car is.
Phil, what is it?
Chris.
What's the matter?
I think you'd better come...
Has something happened?
Look, please, Chris, come inside.
Is it George? It's George, isn't it?
Yes.
I knew. Phil, I thought I was just being silly.
I'm so sorry.
Please tell us.
Well, we were driving across Lakey Hill, David and I.
Lakey Hill?
Yes.
George was going for a walk up there. He told me.
Well, we thought Walt was sitting on his own. It was only when we got closer that we saw George. He looked very peaceful, Chris.
No.
There was nothing we could do.
Oh, Phil.
I'm sorry.
I want to see him.
Come inside, Chris.
I want to see George.
David said he'd phone when the ambulance arrived.
Ambulance?
Yes, he's waiting for it now.
No, I don't want them to take him away.
Chris.
Not until I've seen him. Phil, please take me to see him.
So, Kenton.
Wow, three. Oh, you have been busy.
Kenton, I need a word.
Yeah, hold on. Well, me, just the one, little girl.
Did you take an order for two all-day breakfasts?
Yeah, okay, Emma, one second. Oh, no, that's fine, Jane. No, you better go. I can hear him crying. It was nice catching up anyway. Yeah, you too. Okay, then, bye.
So?
What?
The breakfast. Frank didn't get the order.
Yeah, I gave it to him, didn't I?
I don't know.
Oh, God, hang on. Oh, I must have forgotten. Here, look, give it to him now.
Oh, Kenton!
What's the matter?
Oh, nothing.
God, that's every name in my address book crossed out now.
I've decided not to come in on Friday. Or Saturday. I need a couple of days off.
What?
You don't need me. You got Beth.
But, to be honest,
I think... Well, I deserve a break. Well, if that's okay with you and me.
Well, yeah. I guess I can manage.
Thanks. I'll be back on Monday, then.
David. Oh, David, where is he?
Oh, Monty, Chris. He's over there.
What are they doing to him?
Well, they have to make sure.
Oh.
They've been very kind.
Oh, Chris.
Mum, tried to call.
We came straight over.
Do they know what happened?
No, not yet, but they do say that there was no sign of him being distressed.
Oh, will they let me see him, David, please?
Chris wants a little time with George before he's taken to the hospital.
Right. Actually, I think they were about to move
him.
Oh,
no.
But I'm sure they'll give you a few moments. I'll take you over.
Do you want us to come with you?
No, I'd like to be on my own.
Okay. You keep an eye on Walt for me.
Of course.
Come on, then.
Oh, George.
Careful. Ground's a bit uneven.
I can't take it in. It doesn't feel like it's really happening. George was such a fit man, it's just so sudden.
Cruel.
Mm.
They were moving into the bungalow soon.
Oh, love.
It's going to be a whole new start for them. George had begun planning the garden. How's Chris ever going to get through this?
We'll all support her.
Yes, but she's lost so much already. I mean, the fire took everything. The only thing she and George had left was each other.
Don't.
Now this.
I know.
Oh, it's terrible, Jill, it's terrible. And how is poor Chris going to cope?
Neil's in demand.
He was such a lovely man. He'll be missed.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks around here who'll be upset. Poor George.
Yeah.
I only heard last night at bell ringing practice.
God, it's cold.
Oh, come on.
How come Tom never comes up here? I mean, there is pigs. Why isn't he up and freezing these drinkers? More important things to do now, I suppose.
He's busy planning his big expansion, isn't he?
Yes.
Hello?
Sam should be filling these troughs.
Norman, how you doing?
Turn the tap, will you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You're sending me the boiler.
I'll do it then.
Bounce? No. No, you can't have. Well, you can deliver it anyway, can't you? I'll get you the money. The bank must have made a mistake.
Problem, Neil.
Yeah, I understand now, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah, all right. I bet I can sort you. Well, listen, Norm. I'll have to find out what happened to the cheque. And...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, then I'll speak to you later. Neil?
Boy.
If it's a boiler you're after, I know where I can get you one.
What?
No. Look, I'm going to have to go back to the caravan.
Hey?
I need to sort something out. Call back.
You can't leave me to finish on my own.
It won't be long. Anyway, Tom might be over soon.
I doubt it.
Sorry, Jazza, but I have to get this sorted quickly. And watch that trough doesn't overflow.
Sid?
Yeah, Daniel.
What are you doing?
Tidying up. I didn't realise I'd let the cellar get into such a state. There's empty barrels mixed in all over the place.
Well, remember you've got to pick up Jamie soon.
Yeah. Oh, I wish Fallon had put her bottle stock out of the way. She's got so much left over from last Wednesday.
She told you she got a live band booked for next time.
Yeah.
Some group she knows from college.
Yeah, I suggested a 70s night, but she didn't give it a second thought.
I went over to Phil and Jill's.
Oh, right.
I don't think they need us for after the funeral.
No. I'm glad we offered anyway.
Yeah. I saw Christine said... And she's just trying to get on with things, you know. She's shattered. My heart went out to her, it really did.
You okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm all right.
Oh. Come here, giz hug.
God, it reminds you how quickly your life can be turned upside down. I just don't seem fair.
No.
Oh, this is nice.
Mm.
Don't stop.
Okay.
You know, Sid, we've seen so little of each other recently.
Yeah, I know.
Be nice if we could be together more.
Well, I should have more time for myself now.
Really?
Yeah, well, I hope so. Now that Kathy's told Pat.
Well, I hope so too.
Oh, it seems like such a terrible upheaval.
Come on. How much longer do I have to hold?
I mean, Tom could put my reception desk in the office in the new unit, couldn't he, Neil?
What?
And leave the production area where it is.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what would make more sense to me. Oh, have you seen my purse anywhere?
No. Yes, I know I'm on hold.
Oh, it's not under these papers, is it?
Well, the chance of bank for this call. Susan, careful.
Oh, if it is. You had seen it.
Yeah, all right, look, just give me those invoices, will you?
What are you doing anyway?
I told you. It's just a mix-up at the bank. What's this?
Well, I don't know. You just asked me to pass it to you.
Oh, hell.
What?
Yes, hello. Actually, sorry, I'll have to call you back. Sorry.
What are you doing?
Oh, no.
You've been waiting for ages.
Two big checks have gone through at the same time.
What does that mean?
Oh, it's just a cash flow problem. I'll sort it out.
Ah, so here you are.
Neil?
Oh, hello, Mike.
Oh, where have you been? Hey, it's all very well going on about how behind we are if you're going to leave me to do everything.
Yeah, okay. I'll come now.
But what about the bank?
Oh, I'll deal with it later. Don't worry.
I did wonder why you'd put so much dinner on Jamie's plate.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he's getting fed properly, do I?
No.
He certainly wolfed it all down.
And why did he say he had to fend for himself?
Mummy was too sad. So, got his own tea.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll have to have a word with Kathy. I'll take him back over. It's not like her, even at the moment.
No.
Right. I'll put the order into the till again.
Okay.
Apparently, she sleeps a lot more than usual, too.
Well, what do you think you're going to say?
Oh, I'm not sure, but I can't let her neglect Jamie.
Oh, this drawer's still not opening.
What's the matter with the stupid thing?
Maybe you could offer to have him to stay here for a while.
I can't do that. It disrupt him too much. Let's try again.
Sid, I know it's awful what happened. But you've got to think of Jamie now.
Come on.
Is him you're responsible for?
Open! It's one way of doing it.
Sid.
Yeah. I heard you.
I'd better get back upstairs to Jamie.
I mean, I thought it was only going to be a filling job until something better came up, you know?
Oh, I know how it is, lad.
I wasn't expecting to end up doing most of the work myself. Neil was always swanning off and Tom's never about.
Neil never told me he was meant to be over at Bridge Farm, are you?
I should ask for a pay rise.
Here's your change, mate.
Yeah. I deserve it, spending all day slipping and running frozen pig moth.
Sorry about the wait. We've a problem with the till.
Oh, that's all right, love.
I'll just top up your pipes for you.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking about looking for some different work.
Oh, you're not queuing up the milk round, are you?
Yeah, maybe. Don't bring in much these days. And tell the truth, I'm getting fed up with Neil.
You're not the only one.
Oh?
That's his eggs of his. Either I'm left working on my own, or when he is there, he's complaining about what I want to knock off. And we only finished tonight because we ran out of solder.
There you go.
And then I have to buy him his pint.
Your eyes up. He's coming.
So what do you think you're going to do?
Oh, perhaps some more tree work. Might look for a council contract.
All right, Neil.
Yeah, all right.
Here's your pint.
Ah, oh, cheers.
Excuse me, Yeah, Nathan, what can I get you?
Thanks for buying. I'm just a bit short at the moment.
That's no bother.
So, shall we raise our glasses to George?
Yeah, we should.
I guess.
Even though he weren't a drinker.
No. Oh, to a good man, then.
Yeah, to George. To George.
Yeah. Yeah, to George. We'll miss him.
Oh, yes. Aren't many folks in the world like George Barford.
He had no side, did he?
No, he'd give it you straight. Wouldn't hear him talking behind your back.
No.
What, he didn't know about nature? Oh, a proper countryman.
It was probably having that nutter firebomb his house that did for him. Sorry, Neil.
No, you're probably right, Jazza. After everything Clive put him through.
Yeah, well, it's bound to take its toll.
Come on, Jamie. Go upstairs and clean your teeth.
I'm sorry, Sid.
Goodbye.
I'd no idea that was the time. I didn't leave work until quite late.
Kathy, what were you doing?
I couldn't get the takings to add up.
No, in the front room. I could see you through the window.
Well, I was just having a sit-down.
In your coat? How long had you been there?
Not long. Would you like a cup of tea or something?
Kathy!
I think I'm going to have one.
I need to have a word. Jamie told me you've been very low.
Did he?
Yeah, he says you're tired.
Well, it's just these long, dark nights, isn't it? Everybody feels the same this time of year.
Kathy...
No, I expect I'll feel better as the evenings draw out.
You don't have to pretend in front of me. You know that.
Do you want that cup of tea?
And Jamie. He's worried about his mum.
Sid, last night I forgot to cook his supper. I mean, I put it on, but then it slipped my mind.
Kathy...
He ended up getting it himself.
Well, look. Why don't I come round tomorrow and make you dinner?
Oh, no. No, really. It won't happen again.
I mean, I won't stay long. I'll just make sure that you and Jamie have had something to eat.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Okay.
I don't mean to be so hopeless.
Now, come on. You sit down. And I'll get that tea.
So how many people were saying that?
Oh, only Mike and Jazza.
Mike?
Yeah, but it's bound to have crossed most people's minds. Hasn't it crossed yours?
Yes, of course it has.
At the very least, what Clive did wouldn't have helped.
I know. Oh, it's just... Oh, I don't know. It's hearing other people are saying it, I suppose.
Mm.
Oh, Emma popped into the shop this evening.
Mm-hmm.
She says Will's taking it very badly.
That's not surprising.
No.
George has been a rock for him.
Oh, look, can you give me a hand pulling the bed out? Oh, and there's a card on the side for Christine needs signing.
Well, which do you want me to do first, Susan?
All right, no need to bite me head off.
I'm sorry.
What is it, Neil?
Well, I'm just going to have to ask the bank to extend the overdraft.
What?
To tide us over, that's all.
But why?
Look, I made a miscalculation and
a cheque bounced. But I can pay that on my credit card.
Oh, with their rates? Look,
I'll pay it straight off when the overdraft's been approved.
But what if it isn't?
It will be.
Well, how do you know? Oh, Neil, I mean, the electrician's starting soon, isn't he? And the staircase will need paying for.
Yeah, I know.
So, what will we do if they won't extend the overdraft?
Susan, look, it's not in the bank's interest if we can't finish the house.
Finish the house? How much trouble are we in?
Bruno's misbehaving again.
Look out! Whoa, 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 whoa!
Yeah, you're better off not standing too near the back of a horse.
Steady, Cobweb.
Yeah, well, I'm still not used to them. Left all that to Yvette, didn't I? I was looking for Lily and said I'd pick her up here.
Well, she's just seen to her horse. So, did you enjoy following?
Yeah, yeah. I'm much more at home in a Land Rover.
And you do get to see a bit of the action.
Thanks,
Ian. Yeah, yeah. So what was the final score?
Score? Oh, I see. A brace.
Hunt two, Charlie Nil.
Right?
Yeah, it's been a good day. Just goes to show there's a job needs doing.
Oh, sorry, that's me.
And our support's not waning. There were plenty of you in the field today. People who don't turn out regularly coming along to follow.
Absolutely. It was a good crowd. Do you know Bernie Woost?
Oh, yeah, I know Bernard. Excellent chap.
We had an interesting chat about the price of land.
Huh?
Well, you see, I've got a couple of acres that I'm trying to get rid of opposite Bluebell Cottage. Maybe you'd be interested. I'm not putting it up for public sale. I'd rather keep it quiet, but, you know, to a friend like yourself.
Well, thank you, Matt, but...
I'm sure we could come to a very satisfactory deal.
Ah, Lillian.
Hello, Oliver.
Hello, Don.
What are you two conspiring about?
Nothing.
No, we were just chatting about the day's hunt. Excuse me, I think Caroline needs me.
Oh, right, then.
Catch you later, Oliver.
Right.
Thought you were over with Shula.
I was. And you were trying to sell that piece of land to Oliver.
What land?
Really, darling, you're not very subtle. All you've done all day is go between one potential buyer and the next. Anyone would think you weren't interested in the hunt.
That boy. Sheila made it quite clear to him on Monday that he's not allowed to stay over with friends.
He says his lift back from Bortrest has broken down. If you can believe that.
Which I don't. We might have to start picking him up from school if he can't be trusted to get on the bus.
Oh, we might.
So where is he now?
Amusement City, he says.
Oh, I know, yes. Right, come on then. We'd better fetch him.
Hang on, aren't we going to get changed?
And let him disappear somewhere else? Bruno's got to get it into his head that we're not going to let him get away with this anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry, Christine. I didn't realise...
No, why should you?
So, hang on, Terry is George's son and...
Karen.
Karen, that's his daughter?
Yes.
And you say that Phil got in touch with him?
He rang Terry. We still had a number for him.
I see.
He said he'd let his sister and his mother know. I don't know if they'll come to the funeral, though.
Right.
George never really forgave himself for losing touch with them.
No. Would you like another...
Oh, I should really...
No, I'll do it. Come on. Oh. Jill always makes a lovely cup of tea, doesn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she and Phil seem to be taking good care of you.
Oh, yes. I haven't had to do too much.
There we are. Now, talking of the funeral, Christine, I know we won't set a date until after the post-mortem.
No.
But if you want, we can start thinking about how you'd like the day to go.
Yes, I think I should. George wanted to be cremated.
Right.
He was adamant about that. Oh, thank you. He used to say he'd rather be blowing around in the wind than be stuck underground. Hmm.
And what about the service? Do you want it to be open to everyone or something more private?
Oh, I want everyone there, Alan.
Good.
George was so much a part of the village. I want it to be a Thanksgiving.
Of course.
I'm thankful. If George hadn't come here, I never would have... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. Come on.
I didn't really know what happiness was until I married George.
The pain now is... part of the happiness then. And what C.S. Lewis said? Look, we can talk about the rest of the arrangements later.
I was planning to go to the meet this morning. Seems like a different world.
Have you been back to the cottage?
No, I haven't. Jill's been going for me.
Right, well, would you like to?
Yes, maybe I should.
Yeah. Well, it might help, you know.
What do you think you're doing?
We've come to take you home.
Did I ask you to?
No, wait.
I don't think so. You're mental, the pair of you.
Put that cigarette out.
Those are my mates.
You're not allowed to smoke in here.
Oh, you made me look like a right idiot now. And what are you wearing?
If you didn't want us to embarrass you, then you should have got on the bus.
I phoned, didn't I? What does it matter to you where I am, anyway?
You're in our care.
We're responsible for you.
Now put that out.
All right. My parents were never bothered. Mum was usually pleased to get me out of the house.
Well, we don't feel that way.
We're not trying to restrict your freedom.
Yeah, right.
No, we're not. But for as long as you're living under our roof, if you want to see your friends, there has to be proper discussion first.
I'm not a child.
Of course not. But you're not an adult either. So you can't just keep on announcing that you're not coming home.
Understand?
Right. Well, we've discussed it now. Can I go back and finish?
No! You're coming home.
But I was thrashing the others on the rally cars.
I don't care.
All those machines do is swallow your money, Bruno.
Oh, whatever.
Now, come on. You can thrash me on one of your own computer games when we get home.
Really, you don't have to come.
Oh, don't I?
No, we're just talking business over a pint. You'd be bored.
On the contrary. I think it'll be fascinating hearing you and Chalkman hatching your little scheme.
I'm not hatching anything.
Really? Which is why you're selling that land, I suppose.
All I'm doing is simplifying my affairs ahead of the divorce.
And if the proceeds just happen to find their way into offshore accounts, well...
Ah, no, you're wrong there. If I do release any money, it's going straight into a couple of my companies that are in trouble.
Would those be the same companies from which you awarded yourself huge bonuses last week?
Where are you getting this from?
I'm not stupid, Matt. I know what you're up to. In fact, I'm rather impressed. Oh, hang on, look, there's my Auntie Christine.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'd better just go and see how she is.
Yeah, sure.
I'll see you in the ball.
You okay?
I'm not sure. It still feels as if George has just stepped out of the door.
Yes. Come on, don't forget your cards.
Oh, no.
That was a lovely message of Neil and Susan.
Auntie Chris!
Oh, Lillian.
Evening.
Evening. How are you, my darling?
Oh, well,
you're not moving back in, are you?
Oh, no.
I've just been helping Christine collect a few things. Shall I take them over to Glebe? Leave you to have a chat with Lillian?
Yeah, that would be marvellous, Alan.
Yes, fine.
No trouble. Well, I'll pop round again tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye.
He's being ever so kind to me.
Yeah, well, that's his job. Now, how are you? Everyone's so worried.
Oh, you've all been so lovely. Oh, Lillian, this is the first time I've been back home since...
Yes, I know.
Since he died.
Your lovely George.
His slippers are still on the mat. I kept expecting him to walk in through the door.
Yes, of course you do.
I even thought I heard his voice. I've got so little of him left.
Oh. You'll get through this, Auntie Chris, you will.
I don't think I can.
I promise you, we'll all help you. You know, I remember when Nick had his fall. I didn't think I'd ever survive.
Oh, but Lillian, you were young. You still had your life ahead of you.
Well, I didn't think that then.
All I've got are my memories. What if I forget?
Oh, you won't.
The pearl brooch he bought me, his long service medal, the photos of when we came to see you in Guernsey, all lost in the fire.
Auntie Chris.
25 years of marriage, Lillian. All gone.
I know.
And now George has gone too.
All right, Bruno. You can have dinner in front of the TV if you want.
Cool.
But only if you turn it off afterwards. I'm tired of switching off things behind you.
Yeah. And could you clear up those video game boxes?
Oh, and Bruno, bring through any dirty crockery you've left in there.
Anything else?
Just try and remember to respect the communal areas of the house. We don't tell you what to do in your own room.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Come on, you know we don't. Your bedroom is your own space.
We all have to live here together, Bruno.
Finished?
Yes, we're finished.
Yippee.
Dinner will be in about 20 minutes.
Right. What can I do?
Oh, don't worry, it's only pasta.
Sure?
Yep, I've already prepared the sauce. Oh, Oliver.
What?
How many times are we going to have the same conversation with him?
Well, I'm sure that won't be the last time.
Me too.
Still, as long as we remain consistent, he'll get used to the rules eventually. Well, this week hasn't been as bad as last week so far.
Oh, don't tempt fate. This might only be a lull.
No, he's definitely calmed down. It's like Bridget said, though. He's probably never lived with adults who actually care about what he does.
He didn't believe that about his parents not wanting him in the house.
I don't know. But they obviously didn't make any effort to keep him there, didn't they?
I suppose not. It's a shame we can't repair the relationship somehow. At least with his dad.
Well, he certainly doesn't want anything to do with his mum. And if he won't go to the prison, I don't know,
but that's just fear. I'm sure he wants to see Snatch, really.
Maybe.
Oh, just wish I knew what to do.
Lillian, over here.
Oh, there you are.
Where'd you get to?
Oh, Chris, I walked her back to Glebe.
Oh, right.
She's still in shock. She was terrible.
Jolene?
Poor darling.
I don't know what's going on here tonight. Jolene seems to be the only one serving.
Matt, I spotted Adam and Ian over in the corner.
I only want a whiskey.
Looking at properties. I thought if you'd finished, you might be able to help.
Oh, no. Can do. Steve and I are having a bit of a celebration.
Oh, yeah? And why would that be?
No big deal. Just a little arrangement we've come to.
Matt?
I've just taken Steve on as my financial consultant.
Oh, I see. And I thought you already had one.
Yeah, but Steve offers something none of the others can.
Oh?
That's why his services come at such a premium.
Why? What are you paying him?
Bit of a triumph, I say it myself.
So you're paying him well over the odds?
Yeah, you got that bit right, Puscat.
But why? I mean, why would you want to throw all that money away on Stephen Chalkman when you've already got plenty of consultants?
Don't you worry your head about that, Lillian. It's all under control.
Unless... Oh, Matt, that is very clever.
What is?
Well, I can't know for sure, of course, but I'd say your arrangement with Chalkman, me...
Yeah. Keep your voice down.
Well, what is it, then? I mean, he keeps all, say, 10% of his salary and the rest goes, well, who knows where? I'm right, aren't I?
Where's Jolene?
Matt, that's brilliant.
Yes, well, do you want a drink?
Oh, the whiskey's on me, darling. Aren't you a clever tiger?
Sam and Brenda are having a close encounter.
Ow! Watch out!
Oh, sorry.
Are you blind?
Brenda.
Oh, Sam, I'm...
You're not at your foot, have I?
Oh, no. Probably just caught my toe a bit.
Oh, no, I did.
There's nothing, honestly.
I should try looking where I'm going.
No, it's fine.
I'm sorry. So?
Fancy meeting you here?
Yeah.
Do you come here often?
from time to time. What about you? Hope you're not eating all those cream cakes yourself.
Oh, no, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Ah.
I have to buy everyone in the office a cake. Don't ask me why.
I see.
Tradition or something. Really, it should be me that gets the cake, eh?
Well, it should be.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh, ta. Are you going to the draw at the Leisure Centre tonight?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
Find out who we're playing. Well, are you coming?
Yeah, well, the station's sponsoring the tournament, you see. Wayne even sent me out to buy the trophy.
Oh, right.
But I'll be there to support Ambridge United, too.
Yeah, I should hope so.
Absolutely. Got to get beyond my favourite men. Roy will be pleased to come in. I don't think Tom can make it.
Sam? Oh, hi, Brenda.
Ruth.
How are you?
Oh, good, thanks.
I thought I'd lost you, Sam. You almost done?
Yeah, almost.
Sorry, I didn't realise you were...
No, it's fine. It's just I need to be over at Waters to Green soon. Sam's doing me sure for the afternoon.
Oh, well, I'll leave you to it, then.
Don't let me stop your conversation, though.
No, it doesn't matter. We're seeing each other tonight, anyway. I'll see you later, Sam.
Yeah, okay.
Bye.
Bye, Brenda.
See you. Oh, what was going on there?
Nothing.
Nothing, eh? What you told her you're sporting for? So it was a heart attack, then?
Yes. Yeah, as we thought.
The funeral's going to be held next Thursday in St. Stephen's, of course.
Oh, right.
And then there'll be a small service at the crematorium straight after it.
Oh, dear. It's so very sad.
Yeah.
How have Pip and Josh been?
Well, Josh was quite upset. He was still that bit too young to understand when his grandfather died.
Oh, yeah.
And Pip, I'm not sure about. She's so down on herself at the moment anyway.
Really?
Yeah, you know, we're not finding our new school so easy enough. I'm heading over there now. Ruth and I are going to speak to a form tutor about it.
Oh, yeah. Poor Pip.
Oh, I think Sid wants something.
What?
Afternoon.
All right, David.
Hello.
Hello, Sid.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. I was just wondering if I could have a word, Pat.
I'd better go anyway. I'll see you both soon.
OK, David. Thanks for letting me know about the funeral.
Yeah, no problem. Take care.
Yeah, see you, David.
Bye.
Have they, set a date for the funeral?
Yeah, next Thursday. So, what did you want to talk to me about?
Well, it's Kathy. Have you seen her recently?
Popped over for a couple of hours on Monday.
How was she then?
Tired, but she seemed okay. Why? Something happened?
Well, not exactly, but I'm really worried about her, Pat. I don't think she's coping.
How do you mean?
Well, like on Tuesday, I dropped Jamie back around and found out she'd spent the whole evening just sitting on the sofa in a coat.
Really?
Yeah, you could see her from outside. She hadn't even drawn a curtain. And she's forgetting to eat.
Is she? You know, I don't think she's even been to the shops recently. I took some groceries round for her last week.
Yeah, well, I've been doing the same. I can't be there every night, Pat.
Oh, no, of course you can't.
Apart from anything else, it's not fair on Jolene.
Look, I'll try and go round more often. Actually, I'm free tonight.
It's like you say, though. She's not getting out of the house, so I was thinking, there's this Great British Breakfast thing next week at Jamie's school.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tom's supplying the sausages.
Oh, is he? Well, I thought I'd see if Kathy wanted to go.
Oh, that's a good idea. Perhaps I could take her somewhere tonight.
Well, I have got Jamie this evening.
Well, then. Might be a good thing if she doesn't have much time to think about it.
It'd be great if it could, Pat. Because the last thing I want is for Kathy to stay cooped up in that house.
Go on, Pip. We'll wait for you here.
I'll look after your bag, then.
Well, that was encouraging. She obviously gets on with her form tutor.
Yeah. No, he was very sympathetic about letting her go to the funeral.
And he seemed aware of the bullying.
Mm-hmm.
What did you reckon to the idea of her joining the drama club?
Great.
That it helps her integrate with the other kids.
Well, she enjoyed being in a Christmas car, after all.
Well, that's what I don't understand. Pip was so full of confidence doing that. I hated hearing her being described as a loner.
Yeah. But, well, she knew all of the people in the play, didn't she?
I guess. It's funny. You forget how intimidating senior school can be. Those girls down there, for instance.
You're not scared of them, are you?
No, of course not.
Although, the length of their skirts is frightening.
You know what I mean. When you walk past them, they go all quiet. Then you hear them whispering behind your back. Being a girl at school, it's all about finding your place in the hierarchy, I reckon.
Well, with Bruno's help, Pip shouldn't have a problem.
Can you believe that? Wondered what he was going to do when he marched over. Straight to Pip and just ignored us.
Well, at least we know he's definitely not the bully. He's more like a bodyguard.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you one thing, I wouldn't mess with our Pip knowing she's got him on her side.
I'm sorry, Sammy, no, I'm really joking.
No, you're probably right.
You'll beat those Ponsy Leisure Centre boys easy.
Well, after the battering they gave us last time.
Yeah.
I had my fingers crossed we wouldn't be drawn with them.
Think of it as payback time.
Anyway, we've got to knock out a team from the Echo first.
Oh, come on, you'll beat them.
I don't know.
You will, they're journalists. They can't run more than 50 yards.
Yeah, okay.
Fit young guys like you will have no trouble.
I'll take your word for it. Like you say, though, Will may as well play the first couple of games now. There's no way we can beat Ed's team till the final.
You mean Aston Celtic?
That's if we get that far.
Oh, the Mays will drop out.
Yeah.
Must have been quite a bust-up with Ed.
Well, I was away when it happened. But if Roy can't persuade him to play, we're going to be in real trouble.
He's not had much luck so far.
Yeah, he was just saying.
Suppose I could always ask Emma.
Emma?
Yeah, I'm seeing her tomorrow. We're going to decorate her nursery. You never know, she might be able to talk Will round. It's worth a shot.
I guess. Would you mind?
No, of course not.
Thanks.
So, what are your plans now? You're not staying here.
No, I really got to go and get some dinner.
Oh, yeah, I'm starving. Do you know what? There's a nice Indian place just around the corner. Or there's the Golden Dragon. What do you think?
Actually, Brenda, I do need to get home.
Oh.
Yeah, sorry.
Both. It's fine.
I promised I'd call my girlfriend, you see.
Helen seemed to take the news fairly well, thank God.
Oh, good.
Yes, we were really worried about how she'd react after all the support George had given her. 3 hours ought to be enough, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Helen knew he understood what Greg had been through. We'll just have to see how things go, I suppose.
Yeah.
Cathy, you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
You're sure you're going to be okay tonight?
It's only film, isn't it? I can manage that.
It's meant to be very funny, too. I'm so pleased you agreed to come out. I'm sure it'll do you good.
Yeah, I expect so. I haven't been into town for such a long time.
Exactly. Right. Well, do you want to stay here while I put the ticket in the car?
No, it's okay, Pat. I'll come with you.
Aye, aye, the heartbreaker returns.
Oh, shut up.
How was your date at the leisure centre, then?
It wasn't a date, and I made that quite clear to Brenda.
I hope you let her down gently.
Anyway, what are you doing? Watching for Randy Cattle. There's a way to spend an evening.
Don't knock it.
I'm having some success.
Oh, yeah?
Over there in the far corner. The two on their own. The one on the right's definitely on heat.
Thought so.
How? She's only just started.
Yeah, but at milking this morning, she hung back from the rest of the herd. Normally, she's one of the first in, so I knew she had something else on her mind.
Aren't we the intuitive one?
Yeah.
Can you read all women that well?
Only cows. They're creatures of habit. And that one always comes in first, except for this morning. I'll put her on your list for tomorrow.
Well, I'm impressed. Oh, we're still not finding enough, though, are we?
No, you're right there. What is it, 2 you've inseminated today?
Yep.
Not enough, is it?
Nope. I think it's time we had a proper discussion about the overall health of the herd.
Yeah, I suppose so. But perhaps we should make it the main item on the agenda next week.
That'd be good. Right, I'd say that was 20 minutes, unless you want to cast your infallible eye over them.
No. Let's give them some privacy. I'll have a quick look later, before I go to bed.
Okay. Fancy a drink?
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, Cathy.
Oh, Pat.
I've got the tickets. Shall we go through? You don't want any popcorn, do you?
No.
Come on, then. Let's join the queue.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm looking forward to this. It's been a while since I've been to the cinema. Last time was probably Films in the Fields.
Pat, I can't do this.
What?
I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Okay.
No, I just can't. I thought I could. I thought if I just went through with it, I'd be all right.
Come on, let's get out of the queue.
I mean, it's not that different from watching telly, is it?
Excuse us.
I mean, it's only sitting in front of a screen.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, Cathy.
I'll pay for the tickets.
Don't be daft.
It's just that I've got to be out for work in the morning.
Yeah, of course.
And this film goes on quite late, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
I'm sorry.
Stop apologising. You've got nothing to apologise for.
I wasn't expecting there to be so many people.
Look, it's my fault. It was a bad idea.
Sorry.
Do you want to go somewhere else? I'm sure we can find a quiet place to have a drink.
No, I'd rather go home. I'm very tired.
Or you could come back to ours.
No, I don't want to go anywhere. Please, just take me home.
Christine has something to share with Will.
I don't know when,
there. George would have left them.
Really, Christine?
They should be in the table by the door.
Don't worry.
Oh, I only moved back last night. I hadn't started sorting things out properly.
Oh, it's okay. I can pick the gun up another time. I'll need to get it registered anyway.
Oh, no, Will. I want you to have it now. It's important.
That's very kind of you.
The keys to the cabinet will be here somewhere.
I was trying to remember the first time I got to know George.
Oh, maybe they're in here.
I think it was when I found that baby jackdaw stuck in the chimney flue. Sooty, I called him. Do you remember?
Oh, no. Sorry, Will. I don't think I do.
I was only about 10 or 11. And George showed me how to look after it.
Now, maybe a...
And then there was Stripey the badger. And he taught me how to look after the birds.
Oh, they're not here.
Wouldn't be doing what I'm doing now if it wasn't for George.
Will?
It's going to be so hard not having him around.
Oh, Will. Oh, love, don't. Look, shall we sit down? I don't know why I'm fussing around like this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, no. It's wonderful for me to see how much you cared about him, Will. All I really want to do is talk about him, you know.
Yeah. And when Greg...
George was so worried about you then.
I don't know what I'm doing without him.
He wouldn't want you to be sad, you know. He wouldn't.
It's just so hard to believe he's gone.
I know.
He was like... Well, he was a bit like my second dad. Taught me such a lot.
Passing it on. That's what he used to say to me. He was passing the knowledge on to you.
Did he say that?
More than once. He was very proud of you, taking over the shoot so young and running it so well.
I'm glad. And thanks for telling me.
Bless you, Will. It was lovely of you to come and see me.
Bruno, would you come in here and give me a hand? Bruno? Oh, let's have some music. Good grief. Bruno!
Yeah, I'm coming.
What a racket.
Take a chill pill, will you?
Ah, that's better. Look, if you're going to use the radio, would you turn it back to the station you found it on afterwards?
Why?
Because the shock of that racket might just finish me off.
So? I thought the radio was for communal use.
It is, but...
Isn't that right? We have to share it between us.
Oh, so you have been taking in what we say, then?
I've got ears, haven't I? Anyway, what you listen to is so boring. I have to change the station when I turn it on.
Yeah, all right, Bruno. Just try to have a little more consideration, okay?
Sorry, did I drop off?
Very good. Now, will you empty the dishwasher, please?
What?
It's something else we have to share. Come on.
If we had fish and chips last night, there wouldn't be any washing up.
Ah, good, he's still here.
Hey, where are you going? I'm not doing this on my own.
Ed, hi. Would you come in for a sec? I've told you about Ed, haven't I, Bruno?
Yeah, it's...
He runs the beef herd with me. Thought you might like to help him.
You're kidding. You just want me to be your skivvy.
Actually, I thought you might enjoy it. Ed's much nearer your age. Ah, Ed.
Hello,
come in. I want to introduce you to someone.
Mm-hmm.
Ed, this is Bruno. Bruno, Ed.
How's it going?
All right. We were just saying that Bruno would like to get more involved with the farm.
He was.
Perhaps you could take him on a quick tour before it gets dark, eh?
Oh, you want me to?
Yes, just tell him about the jobs he'd do. Look, I'd better answer that.
But hang on, I thought you wanted me to empty the dishwasher.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I can't do both.
Oh, well, look, I'll do it then.
Result.
Just get to know each other, okay?
Oliver?
Yes, coming!
Likes giving the orders, doesn't he? Don't worry, you haven't got to show me around.
Oh, so you're Bruno?
That's me.
Right. Well, I'm Ed Grundy.
You?
Yeah, it's me.
Hiya. You had a good day?
It's been okay.
Well, you got to come upstairs. Me and the girls are doing a great job on the nursery.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kirsty's painting little fluffy clouds on the ceiling. So cute.
Yeah, sounds it.
Well, what's up? That's not your gun, is it?
No, it's George's. Christine gave it me.
Oh, to go and see her?
Yeah.
Oh, well... How is she?
Well, she's asked me to say a few words at the funeral.
Really?
No idea what I'm going to say. I don't get it, Em.
How can you lose two people in the space of a year?
Oh, Will.
And what's that all about? It's not right.
I know.
It's bad enough when Greg died, but now George is gone. How am I going to manage the shoot on my own?
Look, hey, now come on.
He was just there. I never had to worry. I knew he'd help me out.
You know what you're doing.
Well, thanks to him and Greg, yeah.
Will, you've got nothing to worry about. Brian trusts you. Look how much you've impressed him over the last few months.
Yeah, I guess.
And he knows you're a good keeper.
Oh, it's not so much that.
And so did George. There's no reason to start doubting yourself now.
I know, it's just all down to me now. She's going to be lonely.
Lonely? Got me, haven't you?
Oh, I didn't mean that.
And soon you're going to have a little baby. You'll be wishing you did have more time to yourself. Hey, it's going to be all right. You're going to be fine. You are. Listen, it's a bit of a change of subject, but Brenda said that the guys are really missing you on the football team.
What?
They're hoping you might consider playing again. I wish you would.
No.
But why not? It'd be good for you.
You know the reason.
Come on, Will. Forget about Ed. You're feeling low enough as it is. Don't let him get you down even further.
I don't know, Em.
Besides, just think how great it would feel to beat him.
Thanks, Oliver.
You're welcome.
You didn't need to print it off. You could have emailed it to me.
Call me old-fashioned. I still prefer to get things on paper. Good read, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It's nice to know there won't be a mass culling of hounds.
Oh, no. Adrian's determined to keep the kennels going at Netherbourne, no matter what happens.
Can you smell that?
Hmm?
There's nothing burning, is there?
Oh, no, that's Bruno. He's taken to smoking in his room.
Oh, is he allowed to?
No, not really, but he's doing it anyway. He could at least keep his door properly shut.
How's it going? Things improved since last week.
Well, you know how it is. Two steps forward, one step back. Just keeping him occupied and out of trouble is a challenge.
I suppose he's a bit too old to take on trips out, isn't he?
How do you mean?
Well, I don't know. The ice rink, maybe. I'm taking Daniel and Jamie on Sunday.
Lord, no. Strapping metal blades to Bruno's feet? I don't think so.
Oliver.
He's a liability, isn't he?
He's not as bad as that, is he?
No, no, he's all right. It's just slow progress. We're getting there, though. Oh, speak of the devil.
What?
Oh. Bruno, I thought you were looking around the farm with Ed.
I can't be bothered.
What?
Cows. That's it, really, isn't it?
So where are you going?
Where do you think? To my room.
Hey, oh, come on. Let's get back downstairs. You don't need anything else, do you, Shuna?
No.
Give it a rest, Ollie. You're not the boss of me.
Don't be so rude. Sorry, Shuna.
Oh, it's all right.
You want to look at dumb cattle anyway.
Well, at least don't smoke in there.
Why not?
Because you agreed not to.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I agreed not to smoke in the communal areas. You said I could do whatever I wanted in my room.
Yeah, yes, but...
Go on, say you didn't.
That wasn't the deal and you know it.
Exactly, you can. So, I'm going to go and have a fire and you can't do anything to stop me.
No, evidently not.
Good grief, Oliver. You've got your hands full there.
And you definitely don't want to stop then?
Well, I'm sure. You enjoy yourself, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, Will!
Oh, no. Oh,
great. Right, I'm going to get going.
Oh, look, don't take any notice.
I'm not. See ya.
No, bye.
Oh, Will, where are you going? Oh, don't be a yellow belly.
Ed, shut up.
No, it's funny. Every time I see him these days, he does a runner. Can we take a bit of banter?
Oh, just leave him alone.
I was only having a laugh.
No, it's not funny. He's had a hard week and he's tired.
Oh, the poor baby. Oh,
grow up, Ed.
Me?
Yeah, you.
That's a laugh. I'm not the one acting like a scared little boy.
Well, neither is Will.
So how come he's too sissy to play a poxy little game of football?
He's not.
Yeah, whatever you say, Emma.
Because he is playing.
Hey?
He's playing. And I'm looking forward to watching him beat the pants off you.
Oh, well...
I don't know you're trying to impress Ed, but, well, it's pathetic. So just lay off him, will you?
Who is it?
Only Ed and Emma.
Ah.
They're going into the pub now. Those flowers are beautiful. Who sent them?
Oh, the Hollerton Silver Band.
Oh, that was kind.
They're going to play at the funeral.
Yes, I heard. And Dad's playing the organ.
Hmm.
I think it'll be a lovely service.
I should have put the flowers in a vase when they arrived. They've been sitting out of water all day.
Oh, never mind.
I hope they'll last.
I expect so.
There's so much to do, but I don't seem able to get any of it done.
Oh, don't worry.
I've had so many visitors. It's wonderful, but it's exhausting.
Yeah, I remember. Well, what do you need to do? We can work it out together.
I hadn't even thought about hymns yet.
Okay.
Oh, And then there's where to take everyone afterwards. Jolene and Sid offered the bull, but I don't think that would be appropriate.
Do you know how many people are coming?
I have no idea.
Right. Well, there'll be all the local family, won't there? Now, who else? Is Peter coming?
I'm not sure. I haven't told him when it is yet.
No?
No. He's still on tour with the orchestra. He said he'd ring tonight.
And what about Terry and Karen? Are they coming?
I just don't know, Shula.
It's okay.
I hope they'll be here. George left them a small legacy.
All right, that's fine. Well, if you like, we could always have everyone back to the stables.
Oh, Shula, would you really? Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Well, I'll check with Alistair, but I'm sure it'll be fine.
Oh, I thought I'd scatter the ashes on Hayden Barrow. George would like that.
That's a nice idea. We'll just take it a step at a time. Mum and Dad are ready to help with whatever they can.
Yes, yes. We'll just have to face it, but... Oh, Shula, how do I face anything without George?
We'll revisit the whole week in Ambridge on Sunday morning. The Arches Omnibus is at 10. Meanwhile, in half an hour tonight, there's an unexplained absence in the Gowk storm. The Arches was written by Tim Stimpson and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studio by Rosemary Watts. The editor is Vanessa Whitburn.